obviously, first period you guys played very well, but couldn't come away with anything, and are out of that period down a couple. How frustrating was that? How difficult was that to overcome?
Yeah, it was frustrating because we actually just went over it, and was it 8-0 in shots? They get the PP, and they get one shot, and it goes in our net, and it was frustrating for everybody because the way we were playing didn't dictate that we should be down in this hockey game. And then even after that, the whole first period was pretty good. But, you know, it's been a few games now where we've kind of given up the first one and for different reasons. Like tonight was a little different, obviously. But, you know, we got to find a way to kill the penalty. We got to find a way to score on the 4-minute power play too. So special teams were a big factor, obviously, in this hockey game.
Peter, are teams handling you differently on the power play? I know you change personnel, but is it something you're doing or are you adjusting?
It's probably a bit of both, right? They got video too. So that's why we change some personnel, but you know, we've talked about, you know, where to position people and probably a bit of both, but end of the day, you know, we had some looks, we just got to finish, right? It's got to go in the net. And it hasn't for a bit now and didn't tonight. And again, that 4 minute could have made a difference in the hockey game.
Zach was saying tonight, he can really tell the difference now with the pace and the competitiveness of these games, maybe since the trade deadline, maybe since a little before. You've learned a lot about these guys all year. Is this going to be really sort of informational for you, how this team, these young guys, and some of the veterans that have been in a lot of playoff games, handle this stretch in these games?
Yeah, Portside answered that we outplayed this team tonight in the first period and started the game, right? So, but once a veteran team like that gets up on you, it's very difficult to get through and get in. You know, we played them not too long ago in Vegas, and you know, we're real good in that hockey game, and did the same things we kind of did tonight early, and just didn't get rewarded for it. So, I guess to answer your question, I love the character of our team. You know, we needed something, and we'll need something good to happen to us early to probably give us a bump next game, and you know, get our swagger back and our feel. And I think our group knows that. We didn't change how we played tonight. We just didn't get the job done. Early, obviously, and it hurt us in the end.
It could be a really weird game sometimes. I mean, you guys, as you said, you dominated that first period. Is there a feeling when that's happening and you're not scoring goals, do you ever get a feeling like, uh-oh, like they may get one here and it could go the other way?
Yeah. When it was 8-0 and they hadn't had a shot yet, and we just talked about 33 attempts in the first period to there, whatever, nine. And yeah, so they get the PP, it's like, right? Yeah, so of course there's a feel. And then when it does go in the net, it's like, all right. But again, I don't think we folded. I don't think we sagged. I just think we didn't, you know, have something positive happen after that. But I know our group will respond. We'll get in here tomorrow, get together, and figure it out for the game against the Rangers.
Dean, do you have an early update on Jake Christensen's status?
Yeah, it's upper body. He won't be in our next game. How's that? It's probably the most I've ever seen, yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks,
Steve. 11 o'clock tomorrow on the air.